Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy. Kid Craddock in the morning.
I'm not trying to be unreasonable. I just don't want to smell meatloaf at 6:15.
We have spinach smoothies in here. Yeah. And you put them in our face.
I'm like,
look, at the one time I drink a spinach smoothie, you have to smell it.
It smells
I don't smell a smoothie. I smell meatloaf.
It smells like heaven.
Meatloaf.
It smells like heaven in here right now.
Meatloaf.
It smells great.
Well, thank you. Meatloaf is not a stinky food.
It's not like it's really broccoli or something.
Or your hard-boiled eggs that have, like, weird sweat on them.
JC.
Weird sweat.
Weird sweat.
Yeah, his eggs sweat, and then he wants to, like, talk about the juice, the smell of it. It's awful.
I try to be more patient about it because I have an office, and you guys don't, so I understand this is where you have to eat. I just have a weak stomach.
This is our home.
Yeah, this is our home.
This is our home.
Yeah. And in the same way I try to be...
I've got a porta potty underneath my desk.
Yeah, that's awesome. I try not... That's smell. Where is it?
It is meatloaf. I'm done. I'm finished.
Is it still in here?
It's in her belly.
It's in her belly.
She ate it all.
I'll burp a few times if you want to relive it.
Don't do that.
And blow it in his face and in his direction.
How do you not have a man?
Meatloaf burp. Smells so good, though.
All right, I'm going to fight through this.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I just had a bad stomach this morning. So
it's meatloaf. I don't understand what's vile about meatloaf.
No, I think if you surveyed 100 people, do you want to smell meatloaf at 6:15? 100 would say yes.
No.
Well, what's the difference between smelling that or bacon?
It's fine. Bacon's a breakfast food. I'm kind of used to that.
But it's still meat.
That's
whatever.
Fine.
I ate one of your meatballs last week in here, kid.
Yeah, you come in here. If you made it, you'd love it.
During a break, I might come in and say, you want to try this? And then I take it out. That's all right. It's all good. No problem.
So what happened on the airline?
In the same way, like, I try to be okay with that. I try to be okay with people who are rude.
Try.
You know, when people are rude, when people who are in customer service and are rude, I try not to make assumptions about it. I try to say, okay, I don't know what just happened to them. They might be having the worst day ever.
Yeah.
They might have just lost a loved one or have
it's
a
one
sick
of those agreements.
Or, yeah, it is.
Don't take it personally.
I caught a little bit of Joel Osteen this week, and he was kind of talking
I did
about
too.
That. About how you
how
make...
How weird. I was watching it, too, where he said... All these things that can frustrate
you.
Yeah,
and I couldn't change the channel because he was just...
Something about his voice.
His face and the way he was talking to me. I was like, I need to listen to this man.
He told this great story. He said a trucker who'd been driving all night stops in at a diner for breakfast.
Yeah.
And there's a motorcycle gang in there, okay? And he's just sitting there minding his own business. One of the guys like, what are you looking at? He's like, I wasn't looking at anything. And it ends up with a guy, like, throwing his water in the guy's face.
He pours the water on him, and he throws his food down. And he goes, whoops, and walks away.
And the guy gets a towel, and the trucker wipes his forehead off and leaves the restaurant. And the biker says to the waitress, he's not much of a man, is he? And the waitress said, no, and he's not much of a driver either, because he just ran over, like, 60 motorcycles out there.
That's awesome.
That was a great story.
Yeah.
So when I, I try to... It was basically a weekend of rudeness, and I had kind of hit my quota, and so I walked up to the I went to the reservations at the airport, realizing that I had a window seat. And when I have a window seat, I will inconvenience whoever's sitting next to me.
Yeah, you got small bladder.
Small bladder syndrome.
Yeah,
yeah.
Same way.
SBS.
I need to sit on the aisle. Yeah.
And I won't even drink any liquid at all the entire flight just because I'm so self-conscious about having to get up and down all the time. So I'm like, I'll just hang right here, you know. But I'd much rather be in the aisle. So I said to the reservation lady, I'd love to be in the aisle. Try that at the desk. Try that at the gate.
Okay.
So I go to the gate. Let's all go to the gate together.
All right.
Here we go to the airline gate. I stand in line for 15 minutes.
While they're just typing aimlessly on the computer?
There were people in front of me, but then she spent 5 minutes typing.
What are you typing?
I don't know.
I'll be with you in just a moment.
They have an essay due the next day, I guess.
I don't know. Hi. They told me at the reservation desk to give you my ticket so I can try and get an aisle seat. This woman's like maybe 55 years old.
Okay.
Good. All right. Go ahead, Kelly.
Why are you giving me your ticket?
They told me at the reservation desk to drop off my ticket with you, and if an aisle seat was available that you would try to get me an aisle seat.
No, they didn't. We don't take people's tickets. We never take people's tickets.
What?
Oh, okay, I misunderstood. Well, can I see if I can get an aisle seat then?
I don't understand what you're even asking, sir.
Oh. I'd just like to see if I can move from a window seat to an aisle seat.
Well, why didn't you book an aisle seat?
No, she didn't.
Kid.
Oh, that's funny.
Are you downplaying?
I thought I did
your role.
No, I was very polite because I wanted an aisle seat.
Right.
I know you get agitated when you travel.
But if I was rude to her, I knew
you can't get rude.
Chance. Yeah,
you get rude.
It's
done.
One of those situations.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So they have the power.
So I said, no, I just wanted to see if I could move from a. Okay, why didn't you book one? I thought I did book an aisle seat.
Well, clearly you did not, sir.
Is there a chance I can still get one?
The flight is completely sold out, sir.
So no chance. Okay, well. My bad. I'm sorry to ask such a dumb question.
No problem. I spend most of my day answering dumb questions.
Oh.
That's what she said to me.
Oh, that's when you go off on her, because you're not going to win.
You're not going to win, so you should have said something.
No, because she has the power to have you thrown out.
That's right. She could say,
talk back at that
he's
point.
Been drinking.
He has way too much power now.
I just did the walk of shame back to my seat, and I watched as five people got out of line. They didn't want to deal with her.
Yeah.
You know? And so while I'm there, while she was being so rude to me, I was intently staring at her name badge.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to my seat, got out my phone,
and
I Googled her.
Oh, you did?
I just Googled her name.
Good.
She had an unusual first name.
Okay.
So I typed in her name, the name of the airline, and the city, just to see what would come up. Complaint.com. SuckyCustomerService.com.
Really?
WeHateThisReservationLady.com.
Really?
She's on there like 100 times.
Wow.
For people complaining?
Yeah, about her.
How's she have a job?
I understand it's a stressful, you know, people travel, they're stressful.
Like 100 times people have written about how
bad
she is.
If you hate your job that much, get a new one.
Jeez.
She's worked there since 1983. She's coming up on her 30th anniversary of treating people like crap.
Well, that's the airline's fault.
I understand that the airline business is particularly tough, especially your airline, but you know what? This is not how to make it better.
There are plenty of people that don't have jobs that would treat people like gold if given the opportunity.
That sucks, man. Because she's dealing with people all day long, and she's just beat down. Just quit. I mean, I know that's easy for me to say, but if your job beat you down that much,
look, that kind of job. Listen, that would beat me down. I would hate dealing with people that are stressed out every day, so I wouldn't do it.
Don't be in customer service.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I have to say that the flight attendants on the flight were the opposite. They're very, very good.
Oh, yeah, she got good ones there.
But I'm still kind of reeling from this a little bit.
Yeah.
Get off the plane, get in my car. I'm going to pick up something to go. So I go into a restaurant. I had to pick up my car here, so I go into a restaurant nearby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cab it to here and then take your own car home.
Mm-hmm.
I go to a restaurant nearby, and I just go to the bar.
Yeah.
And can I see a menu, please? And the girl walks by with the menu and does this. And I said, thanks.
Yeah.
And she just kept walking. So here it is again. And I picked up the menu and I threw it over the counter and I walked out. I'm just like, that's it. I'm good. And the manager was standing next to her and she goes, what did I do? What did I do?
Wow.
And I just kept walking. That was it. That was enough.
Oh, geez. So,
man, it's funny how people can just ruin your day.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know? You need to remind yourself, and it took me many years at this age, to be like, the way people treat you is a reflection of the way they feel about themselves.
Right.
So every time someone's mean to me, I just go, it's the way they feel about themselves. It's not me. Usually, it's not me. It's not me.
That's
usually.
Fine.
So really hard. It's really hard to ingrain that in your head, though. But you got to try and tell yourself that sometimes.
I had this new girl that was working for me, and she was rude to a... I hate to say this on the air. She was rude to a customer.
Yeah.
And I had to pull her to the side. But the customer came up to me, and she was like, your waitress just said she doesn't have time to take my order. And I said, what? Because I couldn't believe what...
I would think that's all she has time for.
Yeah, but the lady came in, in her defense, the lady came in at a time, and it was just busy. A game was just over. But I was trying to tell the person, I said, you can't treat people like that.
Yeah.
They come here and they
give me a couple minutes,
money.
I'll be right back,
there's
okay?
There's a way to say things.
Yeah.
There's a way to do things. And people just don't get that.
The day before, I was at breakfast by myself, having breakfast. Waiter walks over, same kind of situation. He was real snooty and, you know, I don't know. Just, I order, he's looking at me. I'm like, do you have this? Rolling his eyes, all that. And then at the end, when he gave me the check, he goes, I hope you have an amazing day today. I hope you have a fantastic day. Where are you from?
Now he's trying to engage.
After he gave me the check.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm like, do you think you're going to earn in 2 minutes the 20% tip that I would normally leave? No way.
And he writes his name and dots the eye with a smiley face.
Yeah, put a smiley face on
there.
I wrote, you know, they gave me like 3 tickets, one for them, one for me, one for whoever. I wrote on the back of it, you know, the tip would be bigger if you had been nicer.
Oh, no. Kid.
Is that wrong?
There's nothing wrong.
No.
I don't think there's anything wrong with doing it.
They need to
know. Honestly.
That was more constructive. The tip would be bigger if you had been nicer.
You should have just written in the tip line, nope.
Yeah. I still tipped him 10%.
Oh.
After all that. That's kind of a mixed message.
And he's probably saying, I asked him how his day was. Yeah. I told him to have a
no,
nice
he's
day.
Like, see, this is why I hate being a waiter, all these cheap people. Mm. No, the people are cheap with you because you suck at your job. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Poverty is God's way of telling you you're in the wrong business.
Yeah. If you're a
try
waiter,
something else.
Because if you're a waiter and
not that easy.
If you're a waiter and you have never gotten a good tip,
yeah.
It's not the customers, it's you.
Right.
But have you ever worked as a waiter?
Yeah,
that's
because I worked as a waiter for a year.
And
I got some really, 10% was
everybody
the norm.
Should.
Maybe I should.
And it was really frustrating.
Everybody should for 6 months.
No, waitress, I worked as a waitress. You can have a bad day, but you get blamed for everything. You don't know what's going on in that kitchen, but the waiter or the waitress gets the brunt of it, and you pay for it.
But when you had bad days, you would get bad tips, and then you go home and you realize, okay, it was me today.
Yeah.
I was kind of a jerk. I wasn't really hustling. I wasn't really smiling at that.
Yeah.
It was me. And then the next day you could come back and
well,
really...
see, that's the way somebody who's going to be good does it. You
right.
know? So at the airport, I get my, I wait the 45 requisite minutes for my bag, which this airline is famous for.
That's short.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it, airline.
I believe their new motto is whenever.
Eventually.
After my break.
Yeah. And so I'm standing there and standing there and standing there. And there's a girl next to me standing there waiting for her bag. And she looks at me and she goes, do you know who you look like?
Oh, no. That never goes well.
I'm just in no mood for that. Bad day.
Well, because 9 out of 10 is real insulting.
And I've never said this before. You know what I said back? Yes, I know who I look like.
So you just became the jerk.
I said, I've looked in the mirror. I know who I look like.
And then you became the jerk.
I became the jerk. She goes, I love you guys. I've been listening to you for 8 years.
Oh, backfire.
And I'm like, I immediately did everything I could to flip the script. I'm like, thank you so much. What's your name? Where do you live?
Oh, you did with the waiter.
Want to come over?
She's like, can we take a picture? I'm like, of course we can. Let's take a whole roll of pictures. I don't want you to go home and say the things I'm saying today on the radio.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So.
That's great.
Feel better
are you
now?
Who I think you are.
Yes, I know who I am.
Yep, I sure am.
Yeah. So one of the things I got to do this weekend in these meetings, because I was at the CES thing in Las Vegas, and one of the things that was booked that I got to do was go to one of these motor speedways and drive a cool car around the track.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I've never been inside of a Ferrari before. I would say that I probably qualify like most people. Never once sat in a Ferrari. I not only got to sit in a Ferrari, I got to drive it.
Wow.
I got to drive it around a track. 4 times.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
I think that was $600 to drive a Ferrari around the track 4 times.
How fast?
And then if you wreck it, you owe him like $250,000 or something.
And I got a video of it, too. I was going to post it today, and I lost it. I have to call the hotel now and see if I've left it in the room.
How fast did you go?
He told me I went 168 miles an hour.
Whoa.
I'm starting to doubt if that's true. I never looked at the speedometer because I was scared to death.
Yeah.
Literally scared to death.
Yeah.
No, I mean...
Well, yeah, because those turns are pretty steep, right?
You're with an instructor in the car, and all he has is a brake pedal, but he will come over and hit your wheel, and he will put his foot over and hit the gas for you.
Or they push your
leg. And he's like, you're not going fast enough.
Yeah
you should have been topping two, for sure.
Oh, man, I don't know.
They don't let you.
They don't let you
unless you're professional.
Yeah. So he's pushing me so hard. I was sweating and scared to death. I'm just scared to death.
Yeah.
That's not fun to me.
Yeah.
that's kind of a guy thing.
Did you know? Eventually start getting used to it, though?
No, I didn't have enough. I didn't have enough laps. I didn't know the track.
Yeah.
So
my big circle. What
my friend Bert, who we've talked about, he was there, too.
Yeah.
He got to do it, too, in a different car. He was in a Lamborghini.
Ooh.
He'd never been in one of those either. And afterwards, he came up and he goes, Bert, how tall is Bert?
5'4" 5'5" Yeah, could he reach the pedal?
This is like an Al Roker moment. He comes up and goes, you guys are going to make fun of me for this. I said, okay, what? He goes, they made me sit on a booster seat. And I'm like, that's all right, man.
Oh, that's cool.
I pooped all over the front seat of my car.
You're standing on a booster box.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I peed myself at some point, But if you're looking for a gift to give to, like, your husband or whatever,
it's something special,
a special occasion or whatever, this was an unbelievable, cool experience.
It really is.
And if you're the type of person that can once in a while spend $500 on one present, for a loved one or whatever, saving up or whatever.
That's a lot for 4 laps.
I'll tell you what, we were talking about experiences being everything. That was what an experience.
Yeah. It's more than 4 laps, isn't it?
No, it's 4 laps.
For $500?
Wow. Yeah, 6 miles.
Because I think you could do, like, NASCAR for... I think like 200.
Yeah,
bucks.
It's a little cheaper for NASCAR.
Yeah, go NASCAR.
And you get 10, and you
get
10
in
laps.
Vegas. Everything's more in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. The car is so ridiculous. They should. How do they even make those?
I don't know.
To drive around the street. Yeah. That's crazy. Maniacs in those cars. Get rid of that.
Yeah. They're cool.
It was a for those who follow cars, it was a Ferrari 458 Italia.
Ah.
Wow.
With a top speed of 205 miles an hour.
Was it a stick shift?
It's a street legal car.
It's
no,
a
paddle
short.
Ship.
Yeah. It's
the paddle ship.
What was the Lambo? Is it, I don't know, was it a Murcielago?
No, they don't make those anymore. The Lambo wasn't the Superleggero. It was the other one. That they, it was the Aventador, which is four.
Ah, the Aventador.
The car Bert drove cost twice as much as the Ferrari I was in. It was $440,000.
See, I wouldn't drive it in case I crashed it.
There's six of us there, and everything is covered insurance-wise except your own personal liability.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you die or get hurt or whatever, that's on you. But the cars are all covered. It's like getting the full collision damage waiver from the rental car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we had six guys there. I said, we're all going to race at the same time. I said, why don't we just have one huge fiery crash in the middle?
Oh.
It'll be amazing. We'll all just wreck into each other.
Cars go out.
$5 billion worth of cars up in smoke.
Oh, sorry.
God. See y'all later. See you at the craft table.
Sorry to the 100 people waiting in line for this experience. And then they'll put it on video for you.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And I hope to see that someday.
Cool.
But I left it in the room.
I'm sure you can call them.
Maybe you can call that lady that works for the airline and see if she can run back over there and get it for you.
This is my story of the day, and I'm going to tell it in a minute. I left that in the room.
Okay.
In the safe. Because the safe didn't work. It wouldn't close.
It wouldn't lock?
Right.
Okay.
And apparently I left something else in the safe, too.
My $1,000?
That I got a phone call about. I got a phone call from the hotel about it. I'll tell you the story. It was really one of those dicey, slippery slip situations.
Huh.
Where I couldn't tell them what it was, but I knew it was mine.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Because it's so valuable, you couldn't tell them what it was?
Because it's so scandalous?
No. I'll explain in a couple minutes.
Why? Because it's some huge chip?
It was
so embarrassing?
No. It was a real dilemma.
I'm intrigued.
It was a super dilemma. Where I'll tell you now.
It's like, it's mine and I want it back, but I want you to know it's mine.
I have to tell you right now.
Shannon
no,
says,
you don't.
No.
We're probably
Shannon
really
no.
late. And somebody's going to have a heart attack.
Okay.
Tease it.
Okay, I will. It's ongoing. The story is ongoing.
So it's still not a.
Well,
it's still not resolved.
Okay.
It's still not resolved.
Interesting.
But I think you could see yourself doing exactly what I did, and then going, "Uh-oh, wait a minute, what did I just do?" That's what happened.
Wow.
Tell you about it coming up.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Those of you at home, I wish you could feel the excitement in this room. You can smell the pills from here. Tonight, we honor the television shows that have entertained us all year, as well as the films that have only been in theaters for 2 days. That's what makes tonight so special. Only at the Golden Globes do the beautiful people of film rub shoulders with the rat-faced people of television.
Oh. They were so good.
They were great.
They were so...
And those were the weakest jokes of the night.
Yeah.
I mean, it only got better.
I always thought like Ellen was the best host I'd ever seen when she hosted the Oscars 1 year.
No.
This was
fabulous.
So good.
But they needed each other.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, no surprise, though, when we see a really funny chick.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I am.
Well...
Why'd you
say
that?
When you see a really funny chick hosting something, I'm just saying.
Because all girls are, Al, are boobs and butt, right?
No, we've done this before. Guys tell jokes better than girls do, typically. And when I see a really funny chick, I'm just really surprised.
Okay.
Keep digging.
Insert foot in mouth.
No, I'm just...
Did you talk to J-Lo about that?
To J-Lo?
Yeah. When you and J-Lo were dating.
No, it was pretty quick.
Okay.
It was pretty quick.
More of Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. Those are the two girls that used to host Weekend Update on SNL. One's now on Parks and Recreation, and the other one is on what?
30 Rock.
30 Rock. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anne Hathaway, you gave a stunning performance in Les Miserables. I have not seen someone so totally alone and abandoned like that since you were on stage with James Franco at the
Loved
Oscars.
It.
Love it. She just put her head down and laughed.
A chuckle.
You know, Anne shot her big Les Mis song all in one tight close-up, and she said that it was really difficult performing with a camera so close to her face.
Well, then she's never going to make it in porn.
All right.
No, Lydia
there
has
go.
Any plans to do porn, Amy.
None of us have plans to do
porn. That was funny.
None of us have plans.
Let's go to Catherine Bigelow, the director of Zero Dark Thirty.
It was a great year for film. Women in film, Catherine Bigelow, nominated tonight.
haven't really been following the controversy over Zero Dark Thirty, but when it comes to torture, I trust the lady who spent 3 years married to James Cameron.
Oh, man. Oh.
He was the director.
She loved it.
He was the director of Titanic, if you don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch.
And then a little mention of a previous host.
Ricky Gervais could not be here tonight because he is no longer technically in show business.
We want to assure you that we have no intention of being edgy or offensive tonight because, as Ricky learned the hard way, when you run afoul of the Hollywood foreign press, they make you host this show two more times.
Really funny.
Yeah.
Really good.
Good.
And just a little quips back and forth. Like at the very end of the show, they said, "Good night, we're going home with Jodie Foster." Which was great.
Well, actually, you know, out of that duo, Amy Poehler just is, I mean,
hilarious.
Tina Fey is her straight man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
When
she's sitting in the audience with those fake teeth in and they're just showing
so ridiculous.
Her.
And then with George Clooney, it's like, oh.
Yeah. And yeah, they introduced George Clooney as here. Next up is a man so handsome he makes young George Clooney look like garbage. Here's middle-aged George Clooney.
It's true. It's,
yeah. He just
getting
gets
better with age. Yeah.
Better
How does that
better.
Happen? That doesn't seem fair, does it?
No.
So, for those of you who listened last week and you heard the bet that I made with Kelly, where I said I would put up $1,000 against her $100.
I don't know why you did this.
That Lincoln would win. That was for the Academy Awards, not the Golden Globes.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
But I'm nervous. I didn't lose, but now I'm officially nervous.
Lost yet.
I mean, when Argo wins,
and
Quentin wins for best screenplay, which is also kind of a sign, which that was surprising.
Yeah, especially when Ben Affleck wasn't even nominated for the Oscar for best director, and he wins best director for Argo. I'm not sure Lincoln's going to win Best Picture now, but I think it will. I still think it will. And Daniel Day-Lewis, I guarantee, is going to win Best Picture.
I agree with that.
And, he did win last night.
What are we going to do with that $1,000, Kelly?
We?
Yeah.
Mine.
What am I going to do with 100? I get 100.
Yes, you do.
When Lincoln
you win, you get
100
big ones.
And Bill Clinton introduced the film
last night. How
about that?
That's cool. A standing ovation,
good
too.
Idea.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton's husband. Hillary Rodham Clinton's husband.
Right.
What a shock that in an award show in L.A., Bill Clinton would get a standing ovation. That is shocking.
Yeah.
Never thought that could happen. What else was big last night? Anything?
I think...
The girl with the Hollywood foreign press, she was the little
retirement.
Lady.
Was that a retirement speech or something? I kind of walked in after they introduced her.
Yeah, she was kind of funny. I was expecting her to be dry.
Yeah.
And she could barely get up there.
Adele won.
She looks great.
That song. Yeah.
She looked great, but then she's standing up there next to these really petite Hollywood people.
Yeah.
And I mean, standing by herself, she looks great. And next to them, she looks like boom, boom, boom. Just because she's such, me too. I mean, I'm a big 5'9" next to these little.
I love her. She's just herself.
She
still
is.
Just
she was great.
Herself.
I
funny.
Mean, I want to stand on that red carpet and just hand every girl a sandwich. Anne Hathaway's arms are about the width of my index finger.
Well, she
they
lost
really
a ton of weight to that movie. She just hasn't put it all back
well,
on.
Well, my girlfriends and I were watching it last night, and we're thinking, if you had to lose that kind of weight for a movie, man, it's so much work. Just keep it off for a little bit. You know what I mean? You don't want to put it all back on.
Two funny lines from the host again. They said, Tina Fey said, The Hunger Games, one of the biggest movies of the year, and also... the 6 weeks leading up to me fitting into this dress. Mm-hmm. And then Amy Poehler said, Life of Pi.
Yeah.
That's going to be me after this award show. Since you lost all that weight. Here's best TV comedy. No, I wanted to play Adele real quick. Let's just do that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Honestly, I've come out for a night out. With my friend Ida, we're new mums. We've literally come for a night out. I was not expecting this. Thank you so much.
Taylor wasn't expecting it either.
It's very strange to be here. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of your world for a night. It's amazing. We've been pissing ourselves laughing all the time. I'd like to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press. I never thought I'd ever say that. Sony Pictures. Oh, sorry. MGM, Sam Mendes, Paul Letworth, who I did the song with, Daniel Craig, for being such a wonderful boy.
Okay, then all that stuff.
She's good, though, and still didn't tell us the name of her baby.
I know, she's very coy.
She didn't thank her baby?
Yes, she did. She said at the end,
her
she thanked her
Simon.
Boyfriend for encouraging her to do the song, and then she said, you know,
and my baby
son.
Boy.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's it.
No name still.
No name.
That's
you know,
name.
Adele.
Adele named him.
Adele, eventually. You're, I mean.
Maybe that'll be the name of her next CD.
I mean, if you don't name him, we're going to. He's just going to be Hey You. You don't want that. Hey, do you want to be named Hey? No.
Hey.
Give the poor kid a name.
Maybe that's the thing. She's going to reveal it in the next album title or something.
I mean, Blue Ivy has a name. It's a dumb name, but she's got a name and an $80,000 Barbie.
That is pretty dumb.
You know?
Man.
She's got a name and an $80,000 Barbie. Adele, you had a much bigger year than Beyonce. Your kid deserves a name.
I really don't care that I don't know the name for some reason.
I'm curious as a girl.
Well, it's about privacy. It's all about privacy. And that's what Jodie Foster was speaking about. What a segue.
Among many things.
Yeah. In her rambling 90-minute speech, where she accepted the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
And sort of kind of announced her retirement, but then took it back. Well, I don't know what's going on.
She kind of came out and she kind of retired. Here we go.
I already did my coming out about 1,000 years ago, back in the Stone Age, in those very quaint days when a fragile young girl would open up to trusted friends and family, co-workers, and then gradually, proudly to everyone who knew her, to everyone she actually met. But now, apparently, I'm told that every celebrity is expected to honor the details of their private life with a press conference, a fragrance, and a primetime reality show.
So she
just kind of took an ugly, why are you doing this now?
A little bit snitty.
Yeah.
And she went on to say, though, that she's been... You know, she's been a public figure since she was 3 years old.
That's not my fault, Jody.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
And a man tried to kill the president of the United States, trying to impress her.
Okay.
So her privacy, she really hasn't had any. And she said she's fought her whole life just to try to
be normal. She's had a ton of privacy. The only thing has been whispers about her being a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
But name anything else she's really done. I mean, that's it. Just whispering about her
sexuality. I mean, whispers,
sexuality.
It's obvious. Yeah. I think that's the point she's making. It's like, I've come out to everyone close to me. Why do I have to announce
it?
You know.
Right. But there are so many that we also think we know who deny it left and right on the guy side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? But anyway, when she said, I'm going to make a declaration, the comedy train, I just felt it coming.
I just have a sudden urge to say something that I've never really been able to air in public. So, declaration. That I'm a little nervous about, but maybe not quite as nervous as my publicist right now, huh, Jennifer? But I'm just going to put it out there, right? Loud and proud, right? So I'm going to need your support on this. I am...
Single. Okay. Did you hear the audience? They're like, getting ready. We're getting
go,
ready.
Go, girl.
We want to celebrate your gayness.
The L word.
We can't wait to celebrate your gayness. Here we go. And then instead she says...
I need your support on this. I am... single.
Oh.
Yes, I am. I am single.
I was yelling at the screen when she was doing that. Left-handed. Left-handed. She's going to say she's left-handed. But instead, she said it was
single.
Just single's even better. That's fine.
And for alliteration, she should have said left-handed.
You think so? For the alliteration?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Let's see. Musical actor Hugh Jackman, best musical actor for Les Mis. Daniel Day-Lewis wins for Lincoln. Jimmy Fallon and Jay Leno. Went up and did a thing together.
It was just awkward.
It was lame. Claire Danes won for Homeland. So did Damian Lewis. So did The Show for Best Drama. What else?
Anything good? It's all trendy. And hot right now. It'll be like the Mad Men.
Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook. She won for Best Actress.
They're saying now that she was quoting a line from First Wives Club. They're trying to spin it. Because when she said, I beat Meryl, everybody's like, dude.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of...
If that
ballsy.
Was a joke, it was a...
Poorly taken. They said it was a line. They said it was a line from First Wives Club. Is what they're saying this morning, but I think that was lost on a lot of people. Uh-huh. I'm sure she's really a huge First Wives Club fan.
My favorite line about Meryl Streep was when Tina Fey said Meryl Streep couldn't be here tonight. She has the flu, and I hear she's great in it.
Yeah.
All right, that's the Golden Globes.
I enjoyed it.
Will Ferrell was real funny, too, in a little bit.
It was a little bit tiresome at the end. They kept doing the same thing over and over. But I just wish people were drunker. It would have been way more fun.
Nobody got drunk.
Nobody.
It ought to be the opposite of real life, where you have to take a breathalyzer, and if you're not over the legal limit, you can't come in.
Yeah.
Can't come in.
We need somebody to win an award and then miss their speech because they're puking in the bathroom. That's what we need.
Yeah. Does anybody creep you out more than Mel Gibson now?
Yeah.
No one creeps me out more than Mel Gibson.
Just seeing him, I kind of cringe just seeing him.
But hey, Jodie Foster, she stood by him, didn't she?
She did, but I feel like I'm looking into the eyes of a madman.
Uh-huh,
I really
too.
Do. Yeah. Like, he could go up any second.
But that makes sense to me, the gaze.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock in the morning.
I have a dream. We'll be choosing letters and making listeners' dreams come true. All week long and on today's show, coming up with Kid Craddock in the morning. Big football weekend.
Man, there were some good games, weren't there?
Three of the four were nail-biters, man.
This might be the best NFL postseason in a long time.
Nothing more amazing than the Ravens as 10-point underdogs knocking off Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. I mean, 10-point underdogs in Denver.
Yeah.
Did anybody expect that?
Nope. Denver had it won.
They did.
Yeah, they had it won.
Yeah, lost it the last second. And... you know, we've always wondered what it would be like if we had a Peyton Manning, Eli Manning Super Bowl. We might actually get two brothers coaching against each other. The Harbaughs, one for Baltimore and the other one for San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Because the Niners win and the Falcons win at the last second. And the Patriots just all over the Texans. And you know why Houston lost is because they canceled our show. Mm-hmm. That's obvious.
See? Yeah. Karma. Karma.
That and Tom Brady.
Yeah,
that too. So the Ravens and the Patriots will play to see who goes to the Super Bowl. And the 49ers and the Falcons will play.
I want the Falcons to win
got the
because
Falcons.
Croy Bierman's on there and he's married to Kim Zolciak. Oh.
Okay.
I want to see Patriots 49ers.
You found a Housewives connection.
Yes.
You want Patriots 49ers.
And I'm so tired of Patriots in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I don't care. I will admit it. I'm not from there. I like Tom Brady. I'm a fair weather Pats fan.
Okay.
I want Baltimore, San Francisco.
Yeah, there you
want
go.
Baltimore.
It's Ray Lewis's last season.
Yeah. Oh.
It's just,
I just want to see what Kim's going to wear.
By the way, they're already 10-point underdogs again. Mm-hmm. Already, the Ravens are.
Eh.
Yeah.
They almost won it last year. You never know.
Yeah. The Packers, boy, you know, they got screwed early on by those replacement refs.
Yeah.
And if they could have played a home game, who knows what could have happened here. But, yeah, I think Falcons are you know, the best record.
I would love to see the Falcons in there.
But they got by the skin of their teeth. I mean, that wasn't even that was so close. Like, last second. Yeah. 3 out of 4 games. I was waiting for Kelly to jump in on that, but she's probably not going
to. I didn't watch the game. Yeah. I just want them to win because I want to see Kim Zolciak in the stands.
Yeah.
You didn't watch any of the games?
No.
Zero?
I wanted the Seahawks.
I did, too.
They're such a Cinderella
story. But they came back, right? I mean,
yeah.
I only watched part of that game.
Yeah, they were
but it
down 20-0
like,
at the half.
How do you let someone come back like that? That's bad. They're not going to win.
I think the Ravens game was on Saturday night when I was at my friend's house.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I think I watched a couple minutes of that by mistake.
How do you let somebody come back? Well, they were tardy for the party. That's what happened there. And who's Kim Zolciak married to?
She's married to Croy Bierman.
Okay.
Number 71, D-line.
And you know him because?
Because he's married to Kim Zolciak.
That's all you know.
Housewife, yeah.
That's all you know.
He's on The Real Housewives, and now they've got Don't Be Tardy for the Wedding, and now the new series is going to debut this spring.
Okay. We chose a new Miss America on Saturday night. Isn't it funny? We're talking about Miss America again.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's because of boneheaded answers to questions and stuff like that. We'll get into it in a minute. Can I tell my quick story about
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, what you left at the hotel?
Yeah. So I tried to use the safe in the room. You know, when you leave your room, you should put valuable stuff in there. I put my watch in there.
Yeah.
I put some cash in there so I don't lose it downstairs. Make sure I have it. And put some chips in there, whatever. And then when I was leaving, I had to leave in a hurry because I always procrastinate.
Yeah.
And I didn't bother to check the safe because the safe was not working.
Okay.
But what I had put everything in the safe, realized the safe didn't work, then started moving stuff out and hiding it somewhere else in the room.
Yeah.
And I think I got distracted in the middle of it and left a bunch of stuff in the safe and didn't realize it and then went home.
Okay.
So I get a call from security at the hotel.
Ooh.
And they said, "Sir, is there a chance you left something in your safe?" Yes.
There's always a chance.
Now that I think about it, there's definitely a chance I left something in my safe. And they said, "Okay, what is it?" And I said, "Well, I don't know, but something, you know." And I told them the whole story. Said, "So you see, I got distracted in the middle of it, so I don't know what I left in the safe and what I didn't leave in the safe.
Okay.
But it could be one of three things. It could be something that I own that's like a, you know, I don't know. It could be something I own, like a passport or a watch or, you know, I wasn't thinking. It's 10 o'clock at night when they call me.
Okay.
Or it could be
chips
from the casino, or it could be cash. Could be any of those three. Well, sir, we need to know what it is or we can't give it to you."
What?
And I said, "Look, I reported the safe as broken. So if I reported the safe as broken, clearly I looked at the safe there was nothing in it. Therefore, anything in that safe is indisputably mine." That's what I said.
Okay.
And they said, "Okay, sir, we'll call you back." I hung up the phone and I went, "Oh, crap.
Oh, crap, what?"
I just started imagining these paranoid scenarios. So let's say that the person before me put something in the safe underneath the little mat in there.
Really hiding.
Right. Oh, and it was like a couple grams of cocaine.
Like drugs, yeah.
Yeah. And I have just said, whatever's in there is indisputably mine.
I don't think they'd call you because I think they'd come arrest you if anything. They wouldn't call you. No, is this cocaine yours, sir? Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, like you'd claim that over the phone.
Yeah. What if the housekeeper is in the room and decides that she has to stash some stuff for a minute because people are coming in, so she stashes something illegal in the safe for a minute, and then they find it and they're calling me?
Yeah.
So now I'm kind of freaking out. Like, well, maybe it's not mine. I'm not sure what it is. So I just called back and I said, if it's legal and valuable, it's mine.
And if it's anything embarrassing or illegal, it's not mine.
Right.
The handcuffs and the drugs aren't mine.
Finally, they tell me. Finally, after all this, it was a $100 chip from
the
casino.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I love.
You're like, give it to the mains.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
I'm so excited that, you know, you never know what it's going to be. It's like when a box comes from Amazon and you forgot ordering anything. You know, you get to open it up like your dining room table, JC.
I finally bought a dining room table.
Good for you, adult.
You bought it online.
I bought it online. No, we went to the store, but they had to obviously
order it. Oh, one of those. Yeah. Okay.
And so I'm going to put it together on Friday, so I wait a couple of days because it's like Christmas again.
Uh-huh.
And I open it up, and it's got a huge scratch right down the middle.
Oh, man.
Did that scratch incur when you took that razor blade and opened the box, maybe?
Oh, that's what they're going to say.
The box was was all jacked up, and we called them, and they said that I had to put it back in the box.
Yeah.
Had to retape it, put it
in. Such a pain.
I had to put it outside my front door.
Yeah.
And it was raining, so then it got all wet.
Oh, for somebody to pick it up.
For somebody to pick it up. And then somebody did pick it up, but I don't know if they picked it up or if it got stolen, so I got to wait to see what happened.
That happened to me. I put some couches out for Goodwill to pick up. This chair, not Goodwill, but it was like a church charity. And they came, they were like, there's nothing here. Somebody stole the couches off the front porch. People just take anything.
I know.
If you put for sale on it, they'll take it. If you just sit it out there, you know, probably pass it by for a week.
The only thing you can't give away, I found, is a trash can. You ever tried to give away a trash can?
No.
You put it out at the curb for the trash people, and they look in, and it's empty, and they just leave it there. You try to throw away a trash can.
Good luck.
I mean, I might take it if it's a nice trash can.
You have to find a bigger trash can to put it in.
Yeah.
Put your trash can in the trash can?
Yeah.
I wrote, please take, and they took the sign and left the trash can.
You weren't specific enough.
I guess not. All right, Miss America pageant.
Okay.
Yes.
I know nothing about this. All I know is that I saw a couple of tweets that somebody made kind of a boneheaded mistake.
Right, and the question and answer.
It was on during the football game, right? During the Green Bay, San Francisco game.
Miss New York was asked, and she was the eventual winner, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was asked about the NRA's proposal to put armed guards in schools.
Okay.
Do we really want to know what a beauty pageant contestant feels about
gun
control?
I just don't understand with this. I mean, if this is a beauty pageant, just make it about beauty. Really.
No, but this isn't about, but the Miss America pageant isn't about just beauty. That's why they do all this, that they want to make sure it's a well-rounded person. It establishes a scholarship pageant. A lot of these girls use the money they win for their education and stuff.
And
they want to show that they know what's going on in the world.
Yeah, but anytime I give any opinion on this show about anything, the first message I get is, why don't you stick to the celebrity stuff, gossip boy?
Yeah,
we don't want to hear your opinion on anything.
Well, they need.
I picture you talking like that when you write that.
But they have to show they know what's going on. They have to be well versed on.
Yeah, they're
going to
make public appearances. They want to make sure that the girl can string a sentence together. So bring some words together.
This is why she won, I think. Listen to her answer.
In the wake of the Newtown tragedy, there is a lot of talk about gun control. One solution being proposed is an armed guard in every school. Do you think that would make our schools safer?
I actually don't. I don't think the proper way to fight violence is with violence. I think the proper way is to educate people on guns and the ways that we can use them properly. We can lock them up. We can have gun safety classes. We can have a longer waiting period.
And please turn off that music behind me. It's making me very nervous.
The answer is not to fight violence with violence, however.
Okay. So whether you agree with it or not, at least she gave an answer that made sense.
No, she did. She did a good job because she didn't say get rid of guns. So the guys that love guns are not going to be
mad
at her.
She said educate.
And then she said educate. Yeah. Yeah, so she kept it on both sides.
Yes, if we had only educated that shooter, this never would have happened.
Well, he was educated. His mom took him to the gun range.
Right.
He was educated in the wrong way.
Very well educated.
Yes, he knew exactly how to use that weapon.
They just learned how to evade the question.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They learned how to satisfy both parties, not actually make an educated
answer. That's talent. Now, that's talent.
It is.
Was Miss Iowa really named Mariah Carey?
Yes, she was.
Really?
Yeah.
So how old was she? 20?
Her
parents definitely were Mariah fans.
Yeah, so we go back 20 years, and it's 93, and Mariah was famous already. So their last name is Carey.
Mm-hmm.
You think if they had a boy, they'd name him Harry?
Or Jim.
Or Drew.
Or Jim.
Harry Carey. Or Drew Carey, yeah. But they named their daughter Mariah Carey.
Okay.
And they asked her a question about legalizing marijuana.
Yeah.
And she meant to say that she was okay with it for medical purposes, but that's not really what she said. Here she is, Miss Iowa.
Marijuana is by far the most frequently used illegal drug in America. But now voters in two states have supported legalization for recreational use. Is this the right direction for our country?
I think that depends on the situation. I personally know people who have had to go to medical marijuana for their last resort for their health care, and I completely agree with that. However, I do not think it should be used for anything but recreational use and health care.
Only for recreational use and health care.
She had it there for a minute.
Yes.
Only at a party, if you're having a good time and you want to smoke a little bit, you could do that.
She had it there for a minute, then she just, at the end.
It should only be smoked late at night, or in the mid-evening, or early evening.
Or 24-7.
Or late afternoon to mid-afternoon, noonish.
Mm-hmm.
With a few friends.
Or a late morning, mid-morning, early morning.
But other than that.
Other than that, no way.
And make sure you're sharing with your friends.
Mm-hmm. And then, unlike the Miss USA pageant, the Miss America pageant still requires a talent competition, which means you get to see 50 chicks tap dancing.
Really the only place you'll see baton twirlers.
Yeah.
Is in the Miss America pageant system.
What else
system.
Are you going to do? You're going to sing, you're going to dance, or you're going to twirl your baton. A baton.
And you have the ones that'll do like a poem, you know.
Oh, right.
That's a woman.
Nice reading.
Dramatic reading, yeah. Yes.
There's the ones that will play that instrument that is kind of like a
xylophone?
No, the guitar that you stroke like this that you
sitar?
Has a thimble with it.
A harp, a sitar?
Just weird.
Oh, the ones that the country people use?
Yeah. But Miss Washington decided to sing this song.
Beautiful song.
I mean...
Oh, did she tear it up?
She tore it up.
Define tear it up.
Rascal Flatts, this song means a lot to a lot of people, you know?
I kind of mean tear it up in a bad way.
This happens to be the only talent I caught. The only one, yeah. Lucky me.
Now, is there a connection that Washington is one of the two states that has recreational marijuana? You tell me when you hear Miss Washington sing.
My wish for you is that this life becomes
This makes me so happy.
Oh.
She was committed.
Yeah.
You go, girl. Yeah. What you're getting is a preview of Britney Spears' live show. Wait, listen to the last note. Last note. Count.
That's all right.
I got home and Kinsey was watching this because I went to my buddy's house to watch the game. Still going. And Kinsey's like,
this was an idol contestant.
I'm going to let him finish.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Same note three times.
Hold on. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Dang.
Is this looped?
No, this is real.
Had this been an actual emergency, you would have been told where to tune for emergency information.
Nailed it. I get home and Kinsey's like, I just watched the Miss America pageant, and a girl just sang, can I borrow your recorder? And I was like, why? And she goes, I want to record myself and see if I'm as good as she is.
Oh, my God. You go, Kinsey. We want to hear that.
Oh, man.
We want to hear it.
My wish for you is that this life becomes
just cute. Take pictures of them in their bathing suits and judge it based on
I'd
that.
I'd buy her a shot after she did that song at karaoke. Yeah.
How about my talent is I'm an excellent self-tanner?
Yeah.
She can show how
I'm great at not eating. I look awesome in a bathing suit. Yeah. I'm pretty.
I can walk in heels and not fall over.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. And I think marijuana should be only for recreational use.
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Craddock in the Morning.
It's I Have a Dream Week with Kid Craddock in the Morning. We get ready for the big MLK Day and the MLK holiday. And who else had a dream more famous than his? Well, your dream doesn't have to be about all of civilization or all of one race of people. It could just be a personal dream. But what are the odds that we're going to get multiple dreams that are the same? Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, fix my teeth or whatever.
Yeah.
But to get to the same in this category, very bizarre. So joining me on the phone right now from Biloxi, Mississippi, is Diana McCaig. Hi, Diana.
Deanna.
Hi.
Deanna, right?
Deanna.
Deanna.
Deanna. Okay, there it is.
And from Fayetteville, Arkansas, Stephanie Conway. Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. You guys both had the same dream. And we're going to give the listeners a hint of what that dream is. from a television show.
Those few hours before dawn are the ones where I think Bigfoots are the most active and out in the open.
No way.
They act like they own the place at that time, and people will see them from cars, they'll see them in fields, all the sorts of places that you'd never see them in daylight.
Bigfoot! Finding Bigfoot.
My car was up the road, I was delivering papers, and it was early, early morning. And as I come down the road here, all of a sudden something stepped out around the tree. It was very huge, very huge. He stood straight and looked up the road at me, and then it was gone.
Bigfoot is a big part of the lives of both of these ladies, Deanna and Stephanie. Stephanie, we'll start with you. Why do you love Bigfoot?
Well, I really, when the previews for the show came out, I thought it was so ridiculous. And then one day I just happened to start watching it, and I was hooked. I was totally hooked. I've turned into a gigantic Bigfoot nerd. I have the Bigfoot app on my phone that has, like, a camera and the GPS. If you were to spot one, you could have your GPS coordinates. And
now, where do you think you're going to see Bigfoot in Biloxi? At the casino? Yeah. I mean, where's it going to be?
I don't know. There's sightings all over the country. Yeah. So
right on the beach, chilling.
And Stephanie, you share this obsession with Bigfoot. In fact, your husband has been making fun of you for it for a long time, right?
Oh yes, he thinks I'm a gigantic nerd. I embarrass him when I bring it up. Like at the company Christmas party last year, I brought it up and started talking about it, and he was so embarrassed. I do it all the time, though.
Have either one of you ever seen Bigfoot?
No, I know I haven't, but. I mean, the show is enough evidence.
Yeah,
but sure it is. Sure, yeah.
Stephanie, have you ever seen Bigfoot?
I haven't personally seen it, but I had an experience when I was younger on my grandparents' property when my sister and I were riding horses. Our horses got spooked, like really, really spooked, and we were riding kind of,
yeah.
We were in a field, but there was like at least kind of around, and we heard this growl.
Yeah.
Then after that, we always joked, but I didn't really truly believe until the show came out.
But you thought it was more likely to be Bigfoot than, say, like a dog or a cat.
Or maybe even a bear.
Something.
And you both referenced an organization I'd never heard of called BFRO,
which
I thought was Bottle Feeding Roy Orbison. But
logical.
Yeah, apparently it's not. It's the Bigfoot Researchers Organization.
Yes.
How do you both know about this, Stephanie?
They are the ones that do the show on Animal Planet.
Okay.
Finding Bigfoot.
And they actually have an expedition you can go on.
Correct. Yes.
And what do you do on this expedition? Where do you go? What do you do? Deanna?
I don't know.
Oh, you have no idea.
I just know that they go all over the country, and they've even been outside of the country. They've gone to Australia before.
Wow.
To research. But, I don't know where the expedition would be.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
So is there more than one Bigfoot, or is there just Bigfoot and he just
kind of
travels?
Oh, no, there's a million Bigfoot.
There's a family of big feet.
How many white people are in this organization?
Well, Deanna and Stephanie, you two need to get to know each other, because we are
It sounds like we do. Yeah. It sounds like we have a lot in common.
We are sending the two of you on a four-day expedition, Thursday to Sunday, to try to find Bigfoot.
Hey, and it's got to happen sometime. Somebody's got to find him.
You're going to be camping, and you're going to be in a hotel room together, and you'll spend your days searching for the huge man covered in hair.
Bring a taser and stuff so you can catch him.
Not Burt Reynolds.
You shouldn't want to hurt him.
No, you just want to catch
him. He's afraid of us, Jason.
Does the chupacabra equally interest you?
Duh.
No, everybody knows that's not real.
Deanna, chupacabra, any interest there?
No, I'm Bigfoot. All Bigfoot.
You're more of
all about Bigfoot.
Or what's that other thing at Everest, that big white creature? The white
Yeti?
Bigfoot?
Yeti?
Yeah. Yeah.
The abominable.
Is the Yeti friends with Bigfoot?
I mean, the Yeti's feelings are probably
I think the Yeti is Bigfoot, actually.
They're sure they're related.
He's the winter version.
Maybe so.
The albino one, yeah.
So it's I Have a Dream Week.
All right.
And the two of you are going on an expensive, amazing Bigfoot finding mission for 4 days. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Basically, you're going camping for 4 days.
Yeah. Oh, she said congratulations, Stephanie. That's nice.
Thank you.
And the reason you're going with each other is because we couldn't find anybody else to go with each of you. I mean, who wants to go with that? You're the only two people in the world
I know,
that want to go.
Everybody thinks we're crazy.
Yeah. Wow. I hope you have a blast. We can't wait to hear about it. And if you bring him back, we're going to throw in an extra $100 for you.
Yeah, you know, just get us, if you get us an autograph, that would be awesome.
All right, I'll get on that one.
Yeah, we'd like to have him back next week in like 7B.
Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Hang on a second.
I bet their husbands,
basically, we're just granting anything.
I bet their husbands are like, finally.
What do you mean we're granting anything?
They could be like, you go up there and don't find him. Can we put an end to this once and for all?
Kid, I want to ride a unicorn.
Okay. We'll make that happen for you. Go on. I mean, it could happen. You never know.
I want to go to that island where pigs fly.
What if Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. My dream is to find Bigfoot.
Oh, man.
Boy, would that be disappointing to all those throngs of people out there watching.
Well, they've seen them. They just can't catch them.
Yeah. I mean, what happens if they go on the, let's just, you know, just say.
Play this out.
They go on this camping trip. And they don't see anything.
Well.
Then what?
I hadn't
thought about that.
It's kind of like whale watching. It's not guaranteed.
Bigfoot's never been caught, but how elusive can an 8-foot hairy beast really be?
That is the point, right? Like,
is he that fast? Can he climb like Edward?
No, that
Twilight?
One video they have of him, he's rather lumbering. Remember that
so
one
think if he's
video?
Not that fast, people would have found him or caught him.
Right.
Now,
just there's one word here that keeps me from ever wanting to do this.
What?
Camping.
Unless Bigfoot's hanging out at Four Seasons. We ain't there, are we, kid?
What JC.
Yeah.
If you and I went camping.
Mm-hmm.
Really cold night.
Okay.
And you woke up in the morning, and I was in your sleeping bag. Would you ever tell anybody?
Absolutely not.
You want to go camping?
Yeah. You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
All right, I've been pretty vigilant about telling all of my friends that I'm going to start learning Chinese because I'm pretty sure the way things are going. China's going to pretty much own us within like maybe a generation and a half.
Yeah, we own a few, few million there.
Yeah, I'm going back on that now. The world's not going to be here. Have you seen this weather? Have you seen what's going on?
It's crazy year.
It's like snowing in Arizona.
Yeah. I know.
And so at the same time, I was in L.A. and Vegas, and in Vegas it was 38 for the high in Las Vegas.
Vegas, okay.
Yeah. And in Atlanta, it was 82. It's like...
Crazy.
The South is having like a massive heat wave.
Yeah.
And out West, it's like freezing cold everywhere.
Well, Friday, I was able to wear something kind of skanky out, and then today it's snowing.
Yeah.
Well, you can still wear something skanky.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, why would
that with fur, and you could be skanky year round.
Do you hate the cold days when you can't go skank?
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, I know. I know. So, who would you say growing up was the better driver in your. We all come from. Two parents in the house, at least for some period of our youth.
Uh-huh.
So who was the better driver, mom or dad?
Probably dad.
I'd go with dad.
For me.
When you say dad, only because he drove most of the time?
Yeah.
No, my mom drove.
No, mom drives carpool, man.
But whenever we drove as a family, daddy always drove.
Really?
Right?
Okay.
And plus, my daddy was the best at backing up.
Really?
I mean, I don't know if that's a black thing or not, but when we park, we back in the parking place. And I still do that now. But my mom can't back up worth it.
Yeah.
What my daddy's good at is finding. You can drop him in the middle of any city he's never been into his entire life, and he will find his way.
As long as it's a
he's
Red Lobster.
Well, he just knows. You can just find stuff. He's so good at that. Yeah.
And the reason my mom would drive is because my mom could not read a map. I mean, and my dad would have to drive so my mom could read the map. Mm-hmm. Back in the day when he had the map all covering half the windshield, you know?
Yeah.
And she'd be like, I don't know, maybe it's Iowa. Maybe it's Iowa. I don't know. Well, a survey, it's very close. 51% of 5 to 7-year-olds say that dad is the better driver.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's pretty much a tie. 45% picked mom, 4% said they're the same. But mom was voted the most fun to ride with by a 2-to-1 margin.
Mm-hmm. Why is mom more fun?
Because mom wants to listen to the same music as the kids.
Bingo!
Oh.
The things kids hate the most about riding with their parents is their terrible taste in music, and the dad tends to be kind of the radio Nazi.
Yeah.
We're listening to the sports station.
Yeah, news.
We're listening to classic rock. You know, but mom will put on your, back then, your cassettes, you know, of whatever you wanted.
Hmm.
So that's the deal. Moms are more fun to ride with than dads.
Well, my parents both had good musical interests because they were kind of hippies. So either way, it was good. But I think my dad was better until he started going, hey, baby, what color is that light right there? And I'd be like, Dad, it's red.
No.
I mean, red and green are pretty different, but I could tell he needed to go get LASIK because he'd be like, hey, he'd try to be real cool about it. Yeah. I was like, I didn't know, and I'm 12. God. I'd be like, Dad, it's green. Yeah. He's like, you sure it's green?
Hey, let me ask you, what are you, seven? Which pedal stops? pedal stops the car?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that from my driver.
No, you don't.
Does that say R or D?
Yeah. I like riding with my mom best because she let me hold the bottle. That was the best. So.
Well, Emma Kelly and I have little concerts when we're together. Yeah. She's in the back. Oh, we have so much fun. She choreographs little routines in her booster seat. We have a good time.
We've had a lot of people tell us over the years that the years that they drove their kids to school were their best times. And they would listen to us, and it was something they could relate to together, which is kind of cool. But, yeah, you do remember, you know, you can have a conversation with your kid in the car. It's like the one time. Once they get past about 11, they have no interest in talking to you anymore.
No,
but in the car, you've got a captive audience.
Yeah.
And then you hit that point. The kid hits that point where here you are driving, all right, and on your right is a kid turned this way, looking out the window.
That's Corey Mack,
back,
right there.
Back to you.
And hating you.
You don't exist.
Or now they put headphones in, which is even worse. You know, kids sit in the car and listen to their iPod.
Corey could have gotten into a fight every day, and I wouldn't have known it, because all I saw on the way home was the back of his head. He could have had two black eyes on the front side of his face. I would never know.
Yeah. My sister used to ask to be dropped off a block away from the school because she was so embarrassed that Dad had his jumpsuit on. My dad worked at home and wore a jumpsuit.
Aww.
That's cool.
Like a tracksuit?
Like one of those onesie.
It was a onesie.
One thing with the gold button right there at the belly button.
It had everything but the Jiffy Lube logo and the name Chet. You know, it was just a jump, and he's like, hey, it's the easiest way to dress.
Yeah,
zip it
and
right
the
up.
Hardest, you got to get fully nude to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. He didn't care. He didn't have to put on a shirt.
It's the worst part about those onesies.
My dad would just pick us up, and he'd have a truckload of furniture before it got refinished. My dad refinished furniture. He never picked me up when he had the furniture all nice when he was about to deliver it. It was just when he had the Sanford and Son truck.
Did you ever hide? Did you ever get down in the seat? Like, I don't want anybody to see me. Jenna, I bet you've done that. Did you ever do that?
No,
I think it's a girl thing.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I definitely went through the phase, middle of high school, where, you know, parents are so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But no, I didn't hide. I wasn't ashamed.
I wasn't. My brother did. My brother was embarrassed by my mother.
And they would work that on you because they knew, and they would pull up, and they'd yell out the most embarrassing nicknames at you and tell you how much they love you and make you come over and give them a kiss.
Mm-hmm. It was worse when you were like a freshman in high school, because that's when you start realizing, okay, this car's nicer than this car.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we didn't have a very nice car, so we had like a 1984 Honda Accord.
Oh, hoopty.
And all my friends had, like, their parents had Lexuses and stuff. So I remember my dad. I feel bad now because I know that he was trying his best, but I would seriously ask him to drop me off like a block away so that I could walk the rest of the way, just because I was so embarrassed.
You should apologize to your father for the rest of your life.
Got you through school.
He got me too and from school.
I'd be picking up Corey in a limousine because that's the only car I had. It wasn't even a new limousine. It was like a 10-year-old limousine.
Oh,
but it's still cool.
Did he sit in the back, though, or did you?
Well, he had to because the front passenger side door wouldn't open from the outside, so he had to.
I never saw a limo until my first funeral.
Really?
Yeah. And I got to ride in it, but it wasn't, you know,
wasn't
the happiest of occasions.
Yeah.
I didn't ride in the limo.
It was the only car I had. I mean, I sold my car to buy my limousine.
Yeah, so. I didn't ride in a limo until I was 24, because I remember that guy, Otis, that lied to me about his wife.
Oh,
he
Otis.
Took me for a limousine ride. Yeah. That's how he won me over.
Yeah, my wife's very sick. She's in a coma, so don't call the house.
It might wake her up.
Don't call the house. I don't want the phone to wake her up.
I can't believe that story.
I was very naive.
After I came along, and I was the accident, you know, 8 years after the kid before me, 8 years, clearly an accident. My dad went and got a vasectomy, and he went in a limo.
Hmm?
Because he said, if I'm going to be impotent, I want to look impotent.
But I'm bummed. Yeah. Wait, you forgot something.
What?
Finger pistols.
Would that be a dad joke?
Yep.
It'd very much be a dad joke.
Crossed over, dad.
Impotent.
You know what I think brought it on?
What?
Dad jeans.
You wearing dad jeans today?
I am. Yeah.
Let me see.
I found these in the back of the closet. Just got tired of the jeans I've been wearing.
I know.
Are they over your belly button?
Well, wait, you got tired of the stylish jeans?
Hey, don't, yeah. Don't give me a... Mm.
That was all right.
Hey, turn around.
Those aren't your dad jeans.
They're AG jeans,
so they're not, you know, they're cool. They're dad jeans, for sure.
Yeah, to make them dad jeans, you need to pull them up about 4 inches and stuck your shirt tail in.
Yeah, and the belt.
Yeah.
No, those are Urkel jeans. It's a little bit different.
No, I see the white guys sporting the Wrangler still, and they have them always real tight on the butt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they're up a little bit higher than everybody else's jeans, and the shirt tail is tucked off in those pants.
And the
pants.
Women, too, you know?
Yeah.
You got to see them whisker biscuits or whatever they call it there in the front.
Should we dump
what? What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
I think we need to.
What does it mean?
You should have dumped it. It's probably too late now.
It's too late now, Shannon. You missed that one.
Yeah, Shannon, you're fired. But see, Shannon's
What they call Rocky Mountains?
Oh, the ones with no pockets in the back. Yeah. Yeah, the white chicks sport those.
What do you think of the no pocket jeans in the back?
You know, I bought a pair of jean leggings that had those, but I found that you need the pocket to kind of make it look like you have a butt.
Yeah, you need a
butt.
Make
your butt not look too big.
Okay.
If you don't have a butt, you can't
pocket,
do it.
Pockets
pocket.
Frame the cheeks.
Yeah. I think that's mostly a thing for the girls at the country western bars, those pocketless
But jeans. That works, though, because I have been diagnosed with no acetal. So
no, you need pockets.
So I need pockets?
Yeah.
A flat butt girl, I always look for pockets.
Yeah. I hear the pockets with the flaps
on
them.
Yes, that's what I have on right now.
Are the best to make your butt look like you have a butt.
It's an optical illusion.
Okay, good to know.
That's true.
There's a little jean talk for you.
Yeah.
A little denim. Little denim talk.
Yeah. Denim,
with
denim,
Kid
denim.
Craddock in the morning.
Love denim.
Mm-hmm.
Denim's great.
Denim's awesome. Let's go all denim. Top
thing.
To bottom. I have a dream week with Kid Craddock in the morning. We're giving you a chance to get your dream and have it come true. We'll pay for it. We'll make it happen. A lot of times there's no money even changing hands. It's just, you know, something that money can't buy that we're able to do.
Yeah, maybe you can find Bigfoot.
Yeah, maybe. We gave away earlier today to two women who don't know each other, who live states away from each other. They both wanted to go on a Bigfoot expedition. What does that say about us?
What?
That, you know what? That's fun.
That, I mean, two of our listeners want to go try to find Bigfoot.
They're adventurous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
I love quirky people.
Mm-hmm.
What's better than that?
When I was a kid, I went into the sewer to look for the Ninja Turtles once.
Okay, that's like one of those things that keeps you so.
You're going to find Pennywise. He's going to get you.
I didn't find crap. Well, I did find crap.
That's what I
used. Exactly what you found.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. To check out the complete replay of Kid Craddock in the Morning, log on to KidNation.com and click on the podcast or webcam. Kid Craddock in the Morning.